Mishnah. Now the Mishnah says, what's going to be Nena Kivachati Pruta? Let's say you have an Orphan Hegdish worth a Chati Pruta, and then a Pogam Chati Pruta. And then, let's say you took a jacket, and you wore it, and you had a Chati Pruta's worth of it, and then you ripped it, you ruined it worth a Chati Pruta. Or else, like Shenan Abishavapruta, you had an Orphan worth a Shavapruta, the Dover Echad, like they're saying, maybe you used the jacket, you had an Orphan worth, and you ripped something else, like it wasn't the same thing that you had hanor from, you ruined it. So locher is loy mol, you're not over the yistamila. Has to be in the same thing that you're having the hanor from, that enjoyment ruined it. Just like by truma, when you eat truma, the enjoyment of eating it, that's what ruins it. If you're only over the yistamila by eating it, it gets ruined then. If you have hanor with one thing and ruin something else, it's not mitzarif. On something that's oimid, that to be lost for Hegdish, Hegdish has a ruin, like it's oimid for the money. And by you ruining it now, Hegdish will get less money, so you're only over the yistamila if you make a pagam, if you ruin it. Now, ein moyel acha moyel b'mikdoshim ela behemo klishoris. Usually the klal is once you're over the yistamila once, when you mol on Hegdish, you yoytzit l'chulun, you take off the gerusha. Therefore, when a second person has an off from it, there's no more yisamila anymore. The only time you say that yisamila still remains, that's only by kedusha saguf, by a behemah, by a korbin, or else a klisharis that has a kedusha saguf. So then, even though you ruin it, you have an off from it, he's not moitzit lechulin. Something that can't have a pigeon, it can't be part, it can't be moitzit lechulin, so the mila doesn't take it out lechulin. Puvat. Kated, what's the case? Roch abagab behemah. Somebody wrote on top of the behemah a korbin. Obochaber, with your friend comes, Baruchav, he writes on it also, he also has a Norwet Shavapruta. Obochaber, a third one comes, Baruchav, and he also writes on the same korban. The locher is Kula Molu. All of them are over the Yisamila. Since it's the korban, it's Kedusha Saguf, and it's a Tmimim, so there's no way to be paid with it right now. It's not aimed for the money, so Kedusha Saguf can't go off Tichti. Therefore, the Kedusha still remains, and as long as you have a Nor from it, you're over the Yisamila. The same thing with a klisharis. What's going to be shosa kreshozov? You have a golden klisharis and you drink from it. You have an off from it. Obochaveri, your friend comes also with shosa and drinks from it. And then again, obochaveri v'shosa. Kulamo, they're all over the yisamila. Tolish min achatis, if somebody pulls off the hair from a korban chatis. Obochaveri v'tolish, another one comes and pulls off the hair. Obochaveri v'tolish, kulamo, they're all over the yisamila. So the same aside, since it has a kedusha saguf on it, and therefore, kedusha zaguf, the isamila does not take off the kedusha, still remains kaddish. Therefore, the second one has hanor, he's also over the isahanor, the isamila. Rabbi says, the same thing, that kol dov shein loy pigeon, anything that he can't be paida, yesh paimor lachamor, then it applies the klal of the mishnah, that no matter how many times you have hanor from it, you're over the isamila. If it's something that has a pigeon, like kedushas domim, or something belonging to the Bedek Abayis, so there you could redeem it. So then we say, when you're over the first Yisamila, that takes away the Kedushas like you're poider it. But something like a Kedushas Aguf, that you can't be poider, so even though you have a no from it, the Yisamila, the Yisahegdish, does not go off. Yeah. So we have to know, like, what's the Machlekes between Rebbe and the Tanakam, the Kudabos saying the same thing. Now the Gemara says, first of all, Mani Mastin, who does our Mishnah go like? Mani Masnisin, Rebbe Nechemya. Our Mishnah goes according to Nechemya. The Tani would learn like this: Ein moyel acha moyel ela bebehema bogad. Tanakama says of Rabbi Nechemya, only a behema, not a klisharis. There's only set a cloud that you can have mila a few times only by a behema, by a korban, not by a klisharis. Rabbi Nechemya emeno behema klisharis, both of them. So that's like our Mishnah. A klisharis also has this cloud. You can be moyel and then again mol. Now my time with Tanakama. What's the reason of Tanakama? So we also like this, that Pinyon of the Behema Ksiv, the Parsh of Mila, the flat by Kedusha Saguf, it talks about a Behema by Korbin. The Ksiv, it says, Be'el Hoshim. Rashi says it's an extra word, Be'el Hoshim. And from this extra word, we darshan that there's a klal of Yesh Mila Achamila, like Kedusha Saguf. So the Tanakam holds, the Chiddush was only said by Behema, not by Klisharis. From the Chem Yomalach, no, could it only said by Behema, but it's Kalva Chayma. Of a klisharis has the power to be mekadosh other things, it brings other things to kedusha. Isn't it a svara for sure it makes itself kaddish? So a klishor like says a svara should be more kaddish than a behema. So once we have this kiddush by a behema, the akdushas aguf does not go off with mila. So the second person is also over the isa mila, and the chemi holds like our mishnah about it's a svara. The same svara should apply to klisharis also. That even though one person drinks from the klisharis, he's over the isa mila, and when the second one drinks, he's also over the isa mila. Yeah. That's the svara of our mishnah. Now the Gemara says, it says in our mishnah, Rebbe says that kol dover shein lo pidyon yesh boi mila chamila. For the Gemara, hainot tanakama, of course, the same svara to tanakama, that you have a korban, a kedushas aguf, or a kli sharis, that you can't be poyed to them. So that's the reason why, no matter how many people have or not, there's nisa mila. So what's Rebbe saying different? What's the machlokes? Some of Rebbe says like this, could be ikka benayu etzim. If somebody is makdish wood, eitzim, the question is, does eitzim wood have a din kedushas aguf on it or not? The Tanur Rabbanan learned like this: Hoyma reila eitzim. Somebody says, I will have a chiyuv on neder to bring wood to the mizbeach. So lo yivchais mishnei gezirim. Very good. You have to bring two logs of wood, and they'll use that to put on the marocha on the burning place. Use it to burn the wood. So right now the court has a kedushas domim, that's all. And about the bi'klal, if you have a no from it, so go out l'chulin. Rebbe says like this, Rebbe Yoimer, Eitzim korban hein. If somebody says a re'el Eitzim, it's like you have a chiyuv to bring a korban, it's like a mincha. And the Eitzim now have a kedushas aguf on him. And therefore, u'tunin melach, you have to bring salt with it. U'tunin tunuf, you have to mamish lift it up like a regular mincha. And Omar Rabbi says, according to Rabbi Shita, Eitzim tunim Eitzim. Like when you bring this Eitzim, you have to burn it. It's like a korban. So you have to have other Eitzim there for the Marocha to be able to burn these Eitzim like a korban on it. And Yomar Papa, the Divra Rabbi, Eitzim tzrichim kemitza. It's almost like the mincha. They're going to have to like saw off some part of the wood, make it the sawdust like, and from that you're going to have to make a kemitza. And the kemitza, almost you're going to have to burn the kemitza. So Mamash has a Kedusha Saguf on this Eitzim. So that's what Rebbe's Chiddush is in the Mishnah. The Rebbe holds anything that can be poido, meaning even wood. If somebody like has makdish wood for a korban, it has a Kedusha's korban on the wood, it has a Kedusha Saguf, and he can't be poido it. Therefore there'll be Yesh Mil Acha Mil even by wood. Rav Papa says like this, a little bit different. Rav Papa Lama could be Kodshe Mizbeach Tamimim. Let's say at a regular korban, Kodshe Mizbeach, was a tam. And then v'nasel bali mumim, it became a bal mum. So right now it's aimed to be poyed. You could be poyed with it. So according to everybody, right now if you be mol, the kedusha would go off and there'll be ein milach and milah. What happened was we over v'shochtan. The kohen by mistake went and made a shechita on it. Now this kodshim is dead, and so the shaila is, can you still be poyed with it now or not? Now this is the machlokes. In other words, Rebbe holds in this case you can't be poyed with it anymore. Because since it's May, seals the cloud, you could only be poyed the kochim where Hamad Baruch has to be able to stand up. And once it's dead, you can't make Hamad Baruch, you can't be poyed it. So since you can't redeem it, therefore there'll be Yesh Mila Achamila. According to Tanakam holds no, that you don't need Hamad Baruch. So therefore you could be poyed it. And therefore, according to Tanakam, now that it's dead, there would be an Yisra Mila, or there'll only be one Mila. The first one is over the Yisra Mila, that's it. The second one will not be over the Yisra Mila anymore. Now the Mercy of Batanya, I bring you proof of this, B'nechusa, that Kodshe Mizbeach Temimim, you had a regular korban first, V'nasu Baal Mumim, became a Baal Mum, V'yoba V'shochton, Rebbe Yoyim Yikovu, Rebbe says there's no way to be poyed with it right now, you have to bury it. Because Rebbe holds, you have to have a Mod of Arocha here, because it was Kodshe Mizbeach, and he holds Kodshe Mizbeach was B'chlal HaMod of Arocha, and since the animal can't stand up now, so you can't make a hamod, you can't let it stand, so you can't be poyder it. The Chacham Omer, no, yifti, you could be poyder it. So the Chacham is, according to Chacham, in such a case in the Mishnah, since you could be poyder it right now, therefore the Kedusha, therefore it's not called a Kedusha Zaguf, and therefore if somebody's moil on it, that's like you made a pidyon. If somebody's moil, that's like you made a pidyon. So therefore the Kedusha would go off. So it'd be a klal like the Mishnah, ain mila acha mila. The kids, that's also another machlokes in the Mishnah, the chiluk between Rebbe and the Tanakama. What will be in this case with Kodshim Shemesu will be the Aloha. And then you made a Shechita. The Mishnah writer, Mishnah says, what's going to be Nortal Evan? Somebody took a stone, a kor or a beam, shall Hegdish, belonging to Hegdish. So raise the loimol. Just the fact you took it, you're not over the Yisamila. The Gemara says we're talking about now a case where the person was a gizbar. So therefore, when he takes, it's not like being moitzed out of Hegish's rishus, because since he's the gizbar, it's still in his rishus anyway. Like Tzoyi speaks out, the Gemara Mukla Bavonim on Masuras Lali Gizbar Askinun. Sheinim Yetz Mechulun Benetzilas Gizbar. He takes it, doesn't go Mechulun. The Fri Sheinim Moitzim Rishus Hegdish Benetzilas. He's not taken out of Hegdish's rishus. She calls the man she rishus ha gizbar harei rishus hegdish and she yitzia mishusai. So somebody else, just when you pick it up and put it in, bring it into your rishus, that's a nisimila. Over here, since the person was a gizbar, his rishus like belongs to hegdish. So therefore, there's no nisimila. The Mishnah says when he stamp picks it up harei zeloy mual, but.